Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Toast to the Art Show. We're very excited today because we're going back to Tucson, Arizona, virtually to hang out with the Tucson dude, Lance Labor. Lance is the executive director of the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun. It is a 10-acre historic landmark in Tucson. If you haven't been there, you just got to go. You know, yeah. We just would kick your butt if you don't go there. That's all we're saying.
Oh, okay.
And no, it is really when anybody talks about going to Tucson, I say, if you want to see something completely unique, you've got to go to the gallery. It is absolutely amazing. Check out the website, degrazia.org. But welcome back, Tucson dude. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Hey, how is Tucson? Now, right now, we're recording this in Prescott. We're in the Southwest. We've had a little monsoon action. We've seen peccaries. We've seen deer. It's beautiful.
Well, it's not quite that nice here. It's been really hot. It's a little better than it was, but last week was pretty brutal.
It was a brutal, I think, for the whole West. You know, it got super hot. You know, even when we were in Oregon, it got really
well. It's supposed to get very hot in the Pacific Northwest this week, like over 110 or 115 degrees. They've never had that.
Wow, it's changing a lot. But that's the one thing about the galleries: people can come inside. It's one of those activities. You know, I love summer in the desert because I love to walk in the, you know, in the Saguaro Park and, you know, all the amazing parks we have early in the morning, take an evening hike. But in the middle of the day, when it does get hot, you can go to the gallery, which is really awesome.
And it's also air conditioned.
That's important. That's important. How's the cactus corral doing? Are the cactus all in bloom?
Yeah, everything is, the sorrels are still blooming a little bit.
Oh, really?
But everything else is kind of winding down.
Okay.
There'll be a few things blooming, but most everything has bloomed already, all the prickly pear.
So I know we want to talk about the new exhibit, but also just for people that may not have heard of Ted DeGrazia, he's known as the most reproduced artist in the world. And this is a gallery that he built, right, with the indigenous people of the area. He's known for his Southwestern art, and he has the gallery. You can see his home. You can also go to the mission, which is back open for everybody.
Right. So you covered it. You covered it
did
all.
Did I do it? I did it.
You did. You did good.
You know, we've never done this before, Lance.
Well, no.
No, we haven't. No, but the gallery is
awesome. You don't even need me.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Now you got to tell the stories of DeGrazia because there's always something new. And that's what always blows my mind. There's always something to learn about Ted DeGrazia or Marion. Mm-hmm. I wish we had met him. But does he, when you've met him, did he share his stories openly or is he mostly put it through his paintings and his books?
You know, I was a really little boy and, you know, I didn't really spend much time with him. You know, I think he was a great storyteller, truth or fiction.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, people loved it. That was what they loved about him.
Oh, so when they came out to the gallery, he would sit and talk to him and.
Oh, yeah. He'd tell him his stories and he'd tell him, you know, he'd spin his yarns and tell the truth about some things and, you know, tell fibs about other things. And people loved it. And they couldn't get enough of it.
But when 4 o'clock came, you can't come in. You were locked out of the gallery.
No, four o'clock, you're out. You're done. Yeah.
It's Chivas Regal's time.
Chivas Regal time. Time to go have a little dinner and go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it true that he didn't let Paul McCartney in?
It is true. It is true. Paul used to live in Tucson with his wife, Linda. They had some property out on the far east side of Tucson. And he showed up at the gallery one time at 4 o'clock. And I'm sure DeGrazia didn't know who he was. I mean, I can't be sure of that.
You never know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it was my gallery and Paul McCartney walked in, I'd let him in.
Yeah.
But DeGrazia said, no, it's 4 o'clock. We're closed. Goodbye.
Wow.
So that's he threw Paul McCartney out of his gallery.
So
only DeGrazi would do
that. Well,
yeah, that's funny.
You know, he was such an independent spirit, and I love that the new exhibit is all about the Superstition Mountains and his connection. He's even had a book that he wrote about it. It's like how he did the books like Father Aquino.
Sure.
You know, he was a writer as well, but the Superstition Mountains, you know, I think it's interesting. His gallery is, you know, at the foothills of the Catalina Mountains. So he's definitely got the spirit of the mountain in him and in his work. But Superstition Mountains, I think, is something interesting because that's also connects to the story of where he burnt his paintings.
It does. DeGrazi was, the Superstition Mountains were really special to him, probably more special than any other place. And he prospected gold there. He camped. They used to take pack trips through there, and that was where he burned his paintings. So yeah, the Superstition, and he also was a big fan of the Lost Dutchman legend,
yeah.
Which he managed to kind of usurp for himself. And turn it into his own legend. The guy was, you know, the guy was a genius. Mm. So he did really love the mountains.
So he's really a personality. But what I really like about the gallery is it isn't that stuffy, unwelcoming. You need to be rich, and
it's not pretentious
to go into the gallery like a lot of galleries are. So it's welcoming. It's pretty. It's a fun gallery.
Well, you know, the something about DeGrazi too. He was a regular man. He was a very talented and a very driven guy. But he was a regular man. He was a very wealthy man by the time his career was over and by the time he died. And I don't think money meant all that much to him. You know, he had made it big, but, you know, the guy lived very simply all his life. And, he bought a car. He bought a Mercedes, you know, every now and then. But that was about as big as it got.
Mm. Did he ever paint in front of people? Because inside the gallery, you've got his studio. And that's also where some of the exhibits are. You've got what, over 15,000 pieces that are permanently on display, whether it's ceramics or even jewelry to paintings. But then you have these rotating exhibits like the one that is the Superstition Mountains one. And that goes until January 22nd, everyone. January 22nd, 2022. Can you believe we're talking about 2022?
I can.
What happened?
We all got old.
You know, my gosh. But you know, when he's got a studio in there, but did he paint and then people would see him paint, or was that something very private?
You know, he painted a lot by himself in the evening. But you know, he would go out to the Saint Avir Mission. And he would paint, he would set up his easel or whatever and paint a model out there. And, you know, I suppose whoever walked by saw him, you know, everybody knew who he was, but, it's a hard question to answer because I really don't know.
I wonder, like in the Superstition Mountains, I know one of the paintings is of a pack mule. And, you know, if we've driven through there, there's that Apache Pass. Have you done that? That's right out. What Lost Dutchman is now a state park, you know, that area. But there's that dirt. Well, it was dirt. The Apache Trail that's a scary road to drive. But, you know, going into the mountains, he had the pack mule. I wonder if he had art supplies in there. And he had to have sketched when he went out there in the mountains.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did. And that's where they went up to burn the paintings.
And that was to save his family from getting taxed on them, right?
That was to, pretty much save himself from getting taxed. I think the IRS really drove him crazy, and he that was the best he could do, or at least that's the only thing he could think of to do at the time. He, you know, he burned $1.5 million worth of paintings, but then he turned around and set up a nonprofit foundation, which kind of insulated him from taxes.
Yeah.
So were they taxing them on paintings that weren't sold yet?
Yes.
See, that's bull. That's just pure no. That's not right. Do they tax grocery stores on all the stuff they haven't sold yet?
I don't know. Yeah. But all I know when it comes to art, at least when it came to de Grazia, they would tax him on the market value of his paintings. And he would say, well, these aren't sold yet. These are just here. These are just my paintings in, you know, in storage. And they say, no, that's your inventory.
No, you see, that's really bull. Shame on
you. Well, and the problem is it hasn't changed. It's still the same to this day. And artists are still taxed to death, but they can't take, the only thing they can deduct, from their taxes is their materials, their paint, their brush, their canvas.
Wow. Wow. That's something that they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they tried for many years. You know, de Grazia was connected. He knew all the Arizona politicians, and everybody knew him and loved him, and they tried to help him, and they tried to change this, but they just never were successful.
Wow.
You know, that's funny. I'm just thinking back. Oh, by the way, IRS, I do not act as an artist anymore.
Yes. But
when I did my taxes, I really just did, it made sense to me that you pay taxes on what you sold.
Yeah.
And not anything well, that wasn't sold.
Well, yeah, but see, you didn't have this huge, giant collection.
No.
You know, you weren't, you know, I don't really know this, but I'm assuming you weren't quite as commercially successful as de Grazia. You know, he had a target on him. He made a lot of money.
And you were living in Africa. She did really well, but she was living in Africa and England and, you know, doing that. So it's a little different, but
Africa was cool because you didn't pay any taxes at all. But,
yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a different thing, but, with him, his name was so huge. It was because after the UNICEF thing, and also he, you know, Arizona highways, you know, they knew him. That's one of the important things is his legacy of popularity.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. But they got him. They got him coming and going.
Wow.
So you know, it was unfair, and he put an end to it. He put an end to it, and so you know, that's where we are today. Mm-hmm. We're a nonprofit foundation that doesn't have to pay taxes, but we have to give away so much money. The only difference is we can choose who we give it to. You know, nice, good charities. We support the arts, and we support you know, children's organizations, and
You have educational programs too at the gallery too, right? Then don't you have education programs for kids that come in? I've seen busloads of school kids go in.
Yeah, we bring kids in. We talk to them. We try to get them interested in the arts, and try to get them interested in de Grazia.
De Grazia's love of the arts. Do you know if his parents were artistic, or is this something that he just got into when he was a kid?
They were more musically inclined. I honestly, you're talking about the 1800s here. We have a lot of the old archival photos of the father, you know, playing a trumpet. And
de Grazia did too. Yeah.
Yeah. They were a musical family. I think as far as being an artist goes, I think that came in his early days at Morenci. You know, there's a lot of colors that surround a copper mine, and I think he was intrigued by all of that. And you know, he used to try to make his own colors, and he did a lot of sculpture. You know, he would take the clay in the area and make, you know, different things and heads of Christ and he was a very young man.
And he painted on the tortilla.
He knew it in early age. painted on the tortilla.
Yep. Anything he could. I mean, that's what I always talk about when you're on the show to me is his unlimited creativity. He just did whatever he wanted to do. He did pretty much. And if he wanted to paint on a toilet bowl, the little bally thing, what's that? The little
floater.
The toilet floats.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. Why not? He made them into ornaments. Yeah. You know.
Well, I think part of that was in his early days, he didn't have any money. So he painted on whatever materials he could find, wood, you know, copper, metal, whatever. And, as he became more and more successful, he bought more and more canvas.
Yeah, right. That's it. And Shiva's Regal.
And Shiva's Regal. Right.
Well, I bring that up because you even have that set up in the studio. I'll never forget the last time I came to see you. And no, it wasn't the last time, it was the time before, and we recorded an interview, and you were talking to somebody coming in the gallery, and I came back and I said, yeah, well, I took a sip of the Shiva's Regal, and you believed me. What does that say?
Why wouldn't I believe you?
Yeah, I know, it was so funny. I was like, no, I really didn't. But I don't touch things in museums. I'm very good. You know, it's a gallery and a museum in a way, you know, because it's an attraction.
Well, it is now known as the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun Museum.
Oh, I see.
We added museum.
Yeah.
Because it is a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. It's a National Historic Landmark. So, you know, that's really a good designation. What I think is also cool about people going, obviously seeing the different exhibits gets, you know, people to come back in the gallery all the time to see something new that are, you know, out of the archives, but you see things like the Christmas trees outside the both of them, I don't want to say cemetery because I know it is, but it's different when you go there.
You're talking about DeGrazia's grave.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a one-man cemetery.
But isn't Marion, wasn't her ashes sprinkled at the tree?
Yeah, right, right. Mm-hmm. So it's a one-man, one-woman cemetery.
Yeah, there. And then you've got their house where they lived. I love their house because they had that outdoor area where you could sit outside at night and look at the stars.
Sure, the loft. They used to sleep up in the loft.
It's pretty up there.
That's really special.
So the Superstition Mountains, that exhibit starts July 6th through January 22nd, 2022. So 2022 sounds like a good year to me. I think it's going to be awesome.
I hope so. It's got to be better than the last year.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But at least people can come to the gallery. It's open. So everyone, you can go to the gallery, go to degrazia.org. And also some of the exhibits that are on display until September 21st. Traditional egg tempera paintings, which I didn't know he did. That is so fascinating to me. Mm. Also celestial music and abstract paintings. You see, he did everything. He really did. He really did.
I think he just wanted to try everything, you know, the experiment and find out what he really liked to do. And then, well, if it works over here, maybe it'll work over there. That's a true artist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true. I was trying to think, he's done music. He's written music. You know, he's done ceramics. What about that big bronze in the fountain? That was his design.
Yeah, and let's not forget his architecture. You know,
that's right.
He was a self-made architect, self-taught architect, and designed and built everything on the property. So,
and murals. And the one with the mosaic one, that to me is a whole, that's, you know, you don't always see giant mosaic murals like that.
Don't see too many of them. No, man, that's a big one.
All right. Everybody, degrazia.org is the place to go. But even better, go to the gallery when you go to Tucson, or if you live in Tucson or in Arizona. It is really a must visit place. We can't wait to see you. We're going to see you in February, Lance, you know, so we will see you soon. And everybody, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We air our shows Sunday through Friday. Thank you so much, Lance. Tucson dude.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.